Radio 1350 KMAN.
It's 9:07 here in News Radio KMAN. I'm Andrew Shores on In Focus this morning, and we're looking at Western Pottawatomie County schools this morning, including USD 320 Wamego, USD 323 Rock Creek, and this morning, of course, joined by Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Kevin Logan from USD 323. Gentlemen, a pleasure to have you both on the show this morning.
Thanks for having us. It's nice to meet you this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, definitely. Trying something new here on Wednesday mornings. So it's nice to get acquainted with the both of you, just because a district's in a place that's experiencing some growth at the moment. Kind of an exciting, smaller district, but an exciting time to be in a smaller district.
It is exciting. It's, things are up in the air right now. There is so much going on in Topeka in terms of funding, in terms of state budget, I don't know if I'd describe it as exciting. It might be a little more anxious.
Very, very true. And Kevin, I know, maybe talking just a little bit more about being in this area at this time, I know USD 323 just got done with some facilities plannings and a facility study. What were some of the results of that? What were some of the outcomes?
Well, I tell you what, I didn't bring those with me this morning, but we have some generalities that came about, and that is that there is a large desire to increase some building security in some of our buildings, large desire also to add to the Rock Creek campus at a middle school type of concept. Right now we have a junior-senior high building, which is grades 7 through 12, and looking at more separating out at the high school, 9-12, and then either a 6-8 facility or a 5-8 facility at Rock Creek, which would give us a little bit more room in our elementary schools for the incoming growth.
Well, and the 6-8 seems to be a popular trend in Kansas right now. That's something you maybe didn't used to see so much, but I know my home district, for example, they converted to a 6-8 middle school type of environment. What would be the benefit besides adding a little bit more room in your elementaries?
The benefits are allowing those upper elementary or intermediate students, those 5 and 6 grade students, a little bit more selection of courses outside the normal self-contained classroom. Also allows a lot more flexibility of schedule with the junior high when you're adding a few more classes within that building. Also gives a little bit more equal responsibility to those building administrators through those buildings versus if you just pull out the old 7-8 junior high concept.
Well, and facility security, that's something in a smaller district. Maybe you don't think quite as much about that. I'm not sure, being in Flush, Kansas or St. George, Kansas, not necessarily a lot going on in those communities, but what sort of security measures do you think you're going to see?
Well, outside of all of the standards that we're held accountable to, our number one priority is student safety. We're responsible for those students as soon as they step onto our campus and once they leave our doors. And we just want to make sure that the entire time we're there, we keep them as safe as absolutely possible. We control access to our buildings so that we know who's coming in, who's coming out. We can monitor that throughout the day. And it's just very important.
Well, and Tim, maybe bringing you in on the conversation, because I know Wamego, they just passed a bond issue at USD 320.
We did, and we are in the planning stages right now. The last meeting, we chose a construction manager, Coonrod and Associates, and they're working with our architects, BBN, here in Manhattan. And we've done some planning meetings. There's a lot of design work going on. Security is a big part of that bond. We hope to secure all of our buildings. We currently lock doors in 3 of our 4 buildings. The high school, which anyone that's been in the high school around Wamego High School knows, it's an older facility. It's in great shape, though, but it's been added on to multiple times. It has multiple levels. So currently, we have doors that are unlocked at the high school just because of the logistics of parking and where students and staff and visitors enter the building. But a big part of our bond is making sure that those doors are locked, that we'll have mechanically locking systems to just make sure our students are safe, as Kevin said, because that is a huge priority as we move forward.
Well, and I know you were formerly involved at the high school, so you probably know more than a lot of the other employees just how active high school kids can be as far as going in and out of the building. So that's probably kind of an attitude change, too, at the high school, wouldn't you say?
Well, it will be. It will be an adjustment because we currently we do have an open lunch for upperclassmen. We also have shops that are outside of the regular building. So there are students coming and going all day long. And also, as we move forward, there are a lot of students that have a kind of a non-traditional schedule. We offer some early out incentives for seniors. some work experience incentives, and so there are students coming and going all day long. So it will be an adjustment, it'll be a worthwhile inconvenience to make sure our students are safe.
Well, and you talk about the bond, and you talk about how you've selected your contractor, starting to get some plans drawn up. How long will it be before we start seeing some construction moving out in Wamego?
It will be later this spring, towards the end of the school year, and then a lot of work will really kick in over the summer months. The primary projects we're going to focus on this summer will be the middle school. A lot of the interior work, which includes plumbing, flooring, ceiling, some roof work may begin. We also will try and get the turf installed at the football complex and new stadium lights out there. And then some of the separate buildings, we are building a new central kitchen. We're adding a building at the high school that will include a PE all-purpose room for weightlifting class, PE classes, wrestling area. That will start this fall. Also, the middle school addition, where we're adding on 4 science classrooms, that will start this fall. And those separate additions and standalone buildings will be scheduled to be completed prior to the school year starting in 2018.
So some of this is just kind of the calm before the storm, just because it sounds like in the fall there may be a little bit of an inconvenience for students, faculty, working around some of that construction. Do you foresee any difficulties in that direction?
Well, there'll be challenges, but I know the high school staff has been through this before recently, and Central Elementary. Many of our high school staffs went through a complete remodel project of the high school in 03, 04, and it was completed by the school year of 05, and so I know that was occurring throughout those years. Central in 2010 went through a remodel and addition. It's just things we have to do. We'll adjust. The best thing about teachers is they're flexible.
Well, and you got to look at it as a good move, just because, you know, you're going to have some nice new facilities. You're going to be prepared to have even more students within the buildings. And as far as capacity goes, I mean, this is something that was much needed. You talk about the new science classrooms, for example. That's just a sign of more good things to come, because in a few of your buildings, you're starting to reach maximum capacity, correct?
We are. The middle school is at capacity now. It has approximately 360 students, and that's capacity. Adding the 4 classrooms will give us the space we need for the coming years as we have larger grades coming in from our elementary classes.
Well, and Kevin, obviously the Rock Creek School District is just a little bit behind where Wamego's at right now, but maybe in the coming years there may be the possibility of seeing some facilities improvements, right?
Yes, that's what we're hoping for. We will start within the next month with some more specific meetings and on planning what facilities should look like. I had about 50 people sign up to serve on a building needs committee. We're going to hopefully have a few fewer than that. 50 is a little bit big for that type of a group. I'm hoping for about 24 to 30. And then we'll bring in an architect and talk about, you know, what some possibilities are, what our current grounds availability is, what kind of sites we have to build on, and the direction we should go. We're hoping to look at that through this spring into the summer, and then be able to make a recommendation to the board next fall whether or not we want to have a November bond referendum vote or not.
Well, and how would a bond issue work? I'm not quite familiar with how that would work in a district that's spread out across a few different communities. How would that be paid for?
The bond?
Yeah.
We get right now, if we were to pass a bond, about 23% state aid to the bond if the State Board of Education would pass it. And then it'd be a vote by the public, and then all people who own property within USD 323, their mill levies would go up. We had about a $10 million bond would increase mill levies by about 4 mills. An $18.175 million bond, and this is just numbers that were given to us by a financial institution, would cause things to go up just under 8 mils.
Well, and that's something, you know, you talk about improving the quality of life in your communities too, right? As far as getting those focus groups, how do you go about? Have you ever been in a district where you had to get people on board with a bond issue?
Actually, the community I just moved from, we had passed a bond issue for a lot of improvements within the school, and we did have a community group. Getting community tie-in and backing is absolutely essential in the planning stages. That way we're going the direction that the community wants to go, not necessarily the direction that the board or the direction that the school administration or the teachers wish to go. You're getting all community buy-in, and if they're started out on the ground floor in the initial planning stages, there tends to be a lot better community buy-in.
Well, Kevin and Tim, maybe moving on to something a little bit more lighthearted, a county spelling bee coming up, correct? I'm imagining both districts probably have participants in that, right?
Actually, the county spelling bee took place.
Already took place.
Yes, it took place already. And our participants were Gemma Hoban, Tony Shea, and from the middle school, that was from West Elementary. From the middle school, we had Audrey Newman and Logan Ingram. And they all did a wonderful job, but I would specifically like to congratulate Logan. He was the county runner-up for Pottawatomie County, so he did a great job, and I'm proud of all of our students.
Impressive feat. There's quite a few students in Pottawatomie County. Yeah, so where was it held?
I believe it was held in St. Mary's, but I'm honestly not sure.
Not totally sure. Yeah. Any competitors from Rock Creek on that end?
I'll be honest. I know we had students that were involved, but I was not prepared, and I don't have those names with me this morning, and I apologize for that.
Well, either way, that's exciting to get all the students together for a cause. And, you know, you forget just how big, at least here in Manhattan, it's easy to lose track of how big the county is. And when you get all those students together, I'm imagining that's just a really neat competition. It's 9:17 here on KMAN's In Focus. We're going to go ahead and head to a break, but we do have open phone lines this morning. So be sure to give us a call if you have any questions for Tim Winter or Kevin Logan. That's 785-537-1350.